decades have passed, and yet, according to a new study, the English Wabagoon River near Grassy Narrows First Nation is still contaminated with mercury. Mercury contamination has been a problem in the area since a nearby paper mill dumped chemicals into the river in the 70s and 80s, killing the local commercial fishing industry. The province maintains that natural recovery is the best option for the river system, but this study, commissioned by the Grassy Narrows First Nation, says the mercury can be cleaned up. Judy De Silva is the environmental health coordinator in Grassy Narrows. We reached her in Toronto.
Ms. De Silva, what do you make of this study that suggests the English Wabagoon River system is still contaminated with mercury?
I knew all this time that it's still contaminated with mercury because our people are still getting sick. And we just needed that kind of voice behind us to verify what we've known all along.
And what is it that's in the report that verifies what you've known all along?
That the mercury is in the river system and that it needs to be cleaned up in order for our people to get healthy again.
The government believes that it's taking care of itself, that nature is taking its course and that the mercury is decreasing. What does the report say about that?
Well, for the government to respond in that way, I feel like it's just damage control because they have to kind of alleviate Canadian society's worry about the river systems being full of poison. But the reports say otherwise, that the mercury is still in there and we're still getting high levels of reading on fish samples. Some of the places we sent him samples from, they're like really way above the accepted levels of mercury. So the river needs to be cleaned up is the bottom line.
And when you send those samples, when you give that evidence of those levels of mercury to the government, how do they respond?
We've been doing many contaminant studies since 1999, and we've been showing that the mercury levels are still high, and it's always like our studies get minimized, and I don't know what else we have to do to show that the mercury is still there, our people are still being poisoned. I don't know what else to do.
And this is the story. Many people who have been following this for decades know that this is what people in your community have been saying, that there's what else can they do but to show the mercury levels. So why do you think that it's so difficult to get a response given studies like the one we're now looking at?
I think it all has to do with money, and I also think it has to do with like how valuable are we within like Canadian society as the Indigenous people of the land. Like, we're not being held as important enough to deal with. But I think if Canadian society were to tell the government, clean up the river, you know, people need to be healthy, they're human beings, then maybe they would listen.
Since the events in the 1970s, when the Dryden Chemical Company illegally dumped these chemicals into the river system and began the mercury poisoning of the system, how many studies have there been of this nature?
We did a literature review, and there was so much information out there to do with the mercury poisoning in Grassy Narrows, and it feels to me like there's like so many, that, and it always has leaned towards that Grassy does have mercury poisoning, but it's just not being addressed.
You said that people are still getting sick from the mercury. Are they still eating the fish?
Yeah, our people are still eating the fish, and people that ask that, why do you still eat poisoned fish? For us, it's a part of our identity as Anishinaabe, and we're a land-based people and a river people.
And what are the cases, the more recent cases of people having mercury poisoning, or they call Minamata disease?
People might have heard of Steve Fulbister Sr. He came to Toronto in 2014 and he did a hunger strike. And at that time, he made some demands and now he's in really bad health. There's people in Grassy that are really sick, and he wanted to come to Toronto for the river run this year, and he has deteriorated so much that he can't make it. He says he knows he has mercury poisoning, but he's been diagnosed with different ailments each time.
This report suggests there may be another source of mercury contamination besides the dump from the Dryden paper mill. What do you make of that?
Well, this is something that needs to be investigated more, because there was a letter that was passed to the ex-chief Roger Fulbester from a person that had worked in Dryden Mill, and then he said that he witnessed barrels of mercury being buried near the Dryden Mill. And we brought that to the attention of the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change, and they said they're going to check it out themselves, and we haven't gotten the full response back yet.
You've also taken the case of your community's water to Geneva, to the United Nations Committee on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. What responses have you had from international agencies?
The responses was really good. I felt like the media really was able to share the word out to the world, and then just waiting for other results from it.
And what effect do you think this study will have on your efforts?
Well, I'm hoping it will still bring attention to the truth about the mercury being in our water and our people being poisoned, and I'm hoping that it will strengthen our voice and also get more advocates out there to help us to continue to push for a river cleanup.
We will leave it there, Ms. De Silva. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Judy De Silva is the Environmental Health Coordinator in Grassy Narrows First Nation. She was speaking about a new study that says the Wabagoon River is still contaminated with mercury, and that there is an ongoing source of mercury in the river system and that it can be cleaned. A spokesperson for Ontario's Ministry of Environment and Climate Change told the CBC, quote, "Currently, there is no evidence to suggest that mercury levels in the river system are such that any remediation beyond continuing natural recovery is warranted or advisable," unquote.